This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 28th. God's word for you today is Active Witness, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, and it says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. A wise person wins friends, and he who wins souls is wise." So, how do we experience relational metamorphosis? To experience relational metamorphosis, 1. You need to get interested in other people. 2. Do not be a chronic complainer. 3. You need to learn to be a good listener. 4. You need to accept people unconditionally. 5. You need to help people feel significant. 6. You need to be sympathetic. 7. You need to stick with people in tough times. And 8. You need to share Christ with them. If after going through these 8, you feel like you need a friend like this, I want to challenge you to become that kind of friend to someone else. Be that person that is interested in other people. Be that person that is not a chronic complainer. Be that person that is a good listener. Be that person that accepts people unconditionally. Be that friend that helps people feel significant. Be that person that is sympathetic and that sticks with people in tough times. Be that friend that shares Christ with those that are in their circle. Be that person, and God will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I know some of us may be struggling with the fact that we have been friends with these people for a long time, and they do not even know we are Christians. They do not even know we are saved. How do you now invite people who you never talked to about the love of God to church? Very easy, actually. It is called apology evangelism. Are you ready? Pay attention. What you do is you go to them and say to them, "I am so sorry. There is something that I have kept away from you." And they are like, "What?" Then you say, "Friends should not keep secrets from friends. Please, I want you to forgive me." "What is it?" "Okay, I forgive you. So, what is this thing?" they will ask. Then you say, "I have not told you about the love of Jesus. Jesus saved my soul." So, you go on to tell your own story, your salvation story with them. Then you say, "I have also not told you about my church. It is the best place on the face of the earth. It is a safe place. I feel so bad that I have kept this from you all this time. Please forgive me. I should have invited you to church. But I will not take no for an answer. You have to come to church with me this Sunday. I will really be glad if you come." That is how you build relationships that will last for eternity. However, to experience relational metamorphosis, you must be in a relationship with Jesus. Just cry out to him and ask him to be Lord in your life. I pray that God will release his life into you and change your lives completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I bring all my relationships before you today. Help me experience relational metamorphosis in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.